Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Celtics Wednesday. We talked to Terp earlier in the program. You can check that out on the Odyssey app. Would You Rather Wednesday. That's available as well. And we'll get into Bill Belichick and the opportunity for him to go to the University of North Carolina. That was Stephen A. Smith on First Take. I just saw WEEI tweet this out. I followed the link.
All right.
Channel 11, ABC.
Channel 11?
In Charlotte.
Oh, I was going to say.
Headline, UNC Board of Trustees will meet Wednesday to approve the hire of football coach Bill Belichick, according to sources.
How about that?
Now, you got to dig for it.
Right.
Way down at the bottom. I was looking for who. There was no byline at the top of this.
You got AI?
You got to dig way down to the bottom of it.
Was that a robot?
ABC 11's Sean Coffey.
Get him, Sean.
Michael Perchick.
All right.
And Kate Rogerson.
Three of them working
so
on this?
So not Ollie Connolly.
Not Ollie Connolly?
Not
been
Ollie
on
Connolly. They also credit Pete Thamel, Chris Lowe. In the story as well.
It's too much.
So I see five names plus the Associated Press on this byline. But, hey.
So they're going to finalize it today?
WTVD in North Carolina. Bill Belichick is expected to be named the next head coach at the University of North Carolina. Sources tell ABC 11 that the UNC Board of Trustees will meet Wednesday to approve Belichick's contract. Any official announcement requires the Board of Trustees approval. So they're all being called in to meet because they have to go through the formality of approving it, but it's going to get approved.
I don't think we can overstate how wild this is.
Crazy.
Like, there's just like Bill Belichick going to college is wild. Either back in the NFL, staying retired, working for, you know, all these different TV jobs pre and post game, like a lot of coaches do after they retire. But going to college now, wild. Like, if NFL teams are afraid he's too old, yet a college team is like, no, we'll take him. And it's nuts to me. And I get what Bill was saying when he was on with McAfee, and you know, he talked about his like 400-page manifesto and all the stuff that he has. That sort of got reported after the fact. But Bill, I could see why a longtime college coach like Nick Saban might want to get out of college because the way it's changing.
Sure.
But I also get why maybe pro coaches are like, oh, this is kind of more like pros. This is more like pros, except we don't have to worry about, you know, having a player sign his second crazy contract or like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have to worry about, like, you had a guy for 2, 3, 4 years max and then you kind of move on to the next one. But still, never in a million years would I would have thought Bill goes to college.
Me either.
Back to school to prove to dad that I'm not a fool.
So,
it's wild. And of all, like, C.J. Smith was saying, I agree, we've said a lot of that this week.
It's beneath him.
North Carolina?
It's beneath him. And it tells you that the NFL doesn't want him. We've been saying this since last week. If he's even flirting with UNC, the whole idea was he was going to take seven media gigs so that he would stay on owner's radar and he'd be out there and it would get him a job. That was the whole idea of him doing all the media gigs that you knew deep down he didn't want to do.
He didn't need to go on the Manning cast to get the North Carolina job.
The whole idea was stay on the radar of NFL owners. And then he's flirting with UNC. I'm like, what the hell? What was the point of the media gigs?
Yeah.
The NFL doesn't want him. So, look, I don't know the reporting chops on ABC 11 in Chapel Hill. I don't know the reporting chops on Sean Coffey, Michael Perchick, Kate Rogerson.
Yikes.
Rogerson. But they're reporting again. Let me read it again. This is out of North Carolina. Retweeted by WEEI, the only reason I even saw it. Bill Belichick is expected to be named the head coach at the University of North Carolina. The Board of Trustees are meeting. They're meeting as a formality to approve Bill Belichick's contract, and then an official announcement will be made after the Board of Trustees approve it. That's what they're reporting.
Because that's what it feels like to me. It's probably why the holdup, right? We get the last week, you find out that he's interviewing for it, and you're like, all right, how serious is this? And then he confirms it. You're hearing about this manifesto.
We heard his pitch.
The pitch, like a full-on pitch, which made me, that was the first
exactly
time I thought.
Me too.
He wants it.
I didn't believe any of it. And
no.
I really still didn't until now-ish. I don't even know if I fully believe ABC 11. Like, until it happens, I don't think I'm going to fully believe it. But when he made his pitch on McAfee, that's the first time I was like, oh, he wants it. Do they want him? I was convinced he wanted it. I wasn't sure they wanted
and
him. But
they,
it sounds like they might.
As a basketball school, are they willing to pay through the nose for a football head coach in addition to a football staff that's going to be all his guys, all his NFL guys that are not going to, you know, go there for free? Right, they're no longer coaching other teams, so they're going to get paid somebody else like they did in New England for many years. I think there's probably still a little bit of a hurdle. We don't know if it's been confirmed or not, the whole idea about Steve being the coach in waiting and if that's a real thing or not. But, yeah, there's a lot that they got to kind of sift through. But it is just staggering to see him go to college. And you wonder, you know, two guys that he coached with have had varying degrees of success. Nick Saban left his staff from Cleveland, became one of the greatest college football coaches of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Weiss, not so much. Not so much. Bill O'Brien,
O'Brien's
pretty good.
O'Brien's been pretty good in college.
Yeah, I would say pretty good.
What about Schiano? How much credit is Schiano? That was like Bill had a relationship with him.
Yeah, like Burt Bielema and
then
like Schiano.
Kirk Ferentz, I'd say he deserves more credit for Kirk Ferentz. Ferentz was on his Cleveland Browns staff. Yeah.
Scoring a lot of points, but a nice little defense.
So look, I mean,
he's got a lot of ties, obviously.
But
I never thought he would actually go coach.
Wasn't NIL, Wild West college football. So no, I agree with Stephen A. It's beneath him. You agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Bill Belichick.
So hang on.
Coaching North Carolina.
So it's beneath him.
Yeah.
Does it impact his legacy in any way, shape, or form?
If he sucks.
Only if he sucks?
Yeah, I think if he goes and coaches and does
making the decision to go there doesn't impact it in any way, shape, or form.
Now, I know it's a little bit different, but didn't Bill Walsh go and coach Stanford? Yep. But he had already done that.
Sure.
So he's one of the greatest NFL coaches of all time, and then didn't end there, and then he went and coached college. Joe Gibbs. So now this is just pro, but some would say Joe Gibbs, one of the more impressive NFL runs because he won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. But then he came back years later and was pretty bad and was pretty out of touch.
Let me give you another one. This is all at the college level.
Okay.
But Jim Calhoun was still latching on at like some small college in Connecticut.
D3.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he went and coached a D3 team, but he got them to like the tournament, didn't he?
Did he? I don't know.
I think he did all right there.
He was the coach at St. Joseph in Connecticut for 3 years. I think he's been dealing with some health issues since then.
Yeah.
But he went from UConn to out of coaching for like 5 years to like, all right, I'm just going to coach at some small school in Connecticut, but that's all in college.
Rick Pitino.
That's a good one. He's at where was he? Iona? Now he's back kind of in big time basketball.
Yeah, he is.
But he was at Iona. Where is he now? Is he St. John's now?
I want to say he is at St. John's.
Is that right?
He is at St. John's.
Yeah, but he was at Iona. Like he was really
Louisville
and then slumming it at Iona.
Then he was like out of the coaching. He went like coached a Puerto Rican team. He coached a Greek team.
Yeah,
then he was at Iona St. John's. Now he had other stuff going on.
He had the 5 seconds of glory in the Italian restaurant. But yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good one. So and Pitino is closer to this because he was in the NBA at one point.
I mean,
Knicks and then the cup of coffee with the Celtics. But
no, it's unlike a lot of things. Like these are all ones that are like kinda. You know, like there's no direct comparison because Bill has spent his entire adult life in the NFL, and now he's going to go coach college. And I think most of us will still look back on him and be like, what a great NFL coach, regardless of what happens. Regardless if they go 500 at North Carolina, you know, playing a crappy bowl game or whatever, going to be like, what a great NFL coach. Not really sure why he did this, but he did. But if he goes on like a 3-year run, they make the college football playoff, you're like, Jesus, you took North Carolina to the college football playoff?
Yeah,
I think he gets a little more credit for
that. I'll be fair. I think his legacy is kind of what it is
at this
point. It's
kind of locked in.
But you can end it on more of an up. The post-Brady part of Belichick's legacy is part of his legacy.
Yeah.
It just is. Him sucking at the end in New England and largely being terrible without Brady, that's part of it. And this will be part of that. Now, if he has to stoop to college and even has success in college, we could debate how much that helps. But at least he finishes on a bit of an upswing.
Mm-hmm.
He's already stooping to UNC. I agree with Stephen A. It's beneath him. It's embarrassing. And now he does poorly there. So it's like, wow, you couldn't win in the NFL without Brady. And now you can't win in college without Brady?
All right, so let me give you this
like
one.
It would just continue the narrative of what's already going on, which that is part of Bill's legacy. Sucking without Brady is part of Bill's legacy.
All right, so how do you view Bill Walsh, just as an aside? Walsh, the coach.
I'll be honest, I don't think of the Stanford time with him, but he went out on top he was able to never win without Montana, but he was able to switch pieces and win in the middle, yeah.
So he wins three Super Bowls, one of the great coaches.
They won without him with Seifert, you're right, twice.
They did.
Yeah.
But some would look at that like that's sort of what Belichick reportedly wanted, was to sort of set up a long dynastic run and sort of leave the team in the good hands.
That is a strike against, I think, Walsh. That they won two without. They won the next year. I don't give Seifert a ton of credit for that. That's like,
but he also never fell off.
That's like Barry Switzer winning.
Yeah.
Like, but winning again with Steve Young, with a whole different quarterback. I know Walsh brought that quarterback in.
Yeah.
But winning again with a whole different quarterback and largely a different team after, I think that hurts Walsh.
But he also
to a
never had a 4-13 season.
Not well. I mean, not he did, late. He did early.
Yeah, first year. But I'm saying, like, at the end, like, once he got in there, he got in there. But my point is, he had 2 years at Stanford. 77 and 78. And then he was with the Niners from 79 to 88. Then he went back to Stanford. And his first year, he went 10-3 at Stanford. But those weren't even his guys. His last 2 years at Stanford, he was 4-7 and 3-7-1. But, like, as a football fan, I don't even think of that. And no. I was obviously alive for those games. And you're like, oh, that's the Super Bowl winning coach again, from the Niners at Stanford. But, like, whatever.
But as you just said, here's the difference. You know, he went out on top. How long was he out against? How long was he out of football again?
He wasn't.
He went right to Stanford for the Niners?
Oh, no. 4 years, looks right. like. 88 so, and then 92 he
so
jumped in.
So, number one, a longer gap where maybe you're like, he's bored. Like, Bill interviewed for a Falcons job, got turned down. His phone didn't ring. Yeah. And then a year later, he goes to UNC. And again, Seifert had a connection to Stanford. Walsh had a connection to Stanford. And on top of that, he went out winning a Super Bowl. Bill failed at the NFL. Nobody wanted him. Went to UNC. You know, I mean, his legacy is basically his legacy, but it would continue a downward trend if he goes to UNC and sucks post-Brady. And that, I'm sorry, is part of Bill's
and
legacy.
And the other part of it, too, is, and I don't think I don't know if he's thinking about this, but something that Andy Hart brings up a lot is keep an eye on what Andy Reid's doing. So, like, Bill Belichick, I always default and say best head coach. But, like, Andy Reid's still going. Andy Reid's on a team that's 12-1 or whatever, and they're the favorite, again, to win a Super Bowl. How many more wins does he add? How many more titles does he add?
Does he three-peat?
Right. Like, some of these things that Bill didn't do. We always talk about the wins record with Bill. Well, the wins record could also come, you know, with Andy Reid. And then, you know, how does Bill do in college? Because I think, yeah, it's not going to crush him. He could get a few more points if you're like, oh, he does really well at that school. But if he doesn't, you're like, all right, that's
sort of odd. Yeah, I mean, look, I would say it like this. If he went somewhere else and got the Shula record, I would say that helps him a little bit. I don't think much. I think largely his legacy is cemented. But in the same way, if he goes to North Carolina and sucks, or even does okay, let's say he's Saban at North Carolina, they're competing for national titles and stuff, that would matter. That would impact somehow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think even having to stoop there is part of it. Because I saw Chris Curtis tweet this, I think, yesterday. It's like Brady is running up the score on Bill and Kraft. Since he left New England. Running up the score. Bill has to go crawling to the University of North Carolina.
You win a Super Bowl in your first year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, then yeah, it's hard to compete with that.
We thought it couldn't get worse than that.
Although Brady does stink at doing this.
That's true. Fair point.
Not on the field.
I was told he had his best game of the year. Rams and Bills, which really isn't saying much.
Yeah, no.
But I was told he had his best game of the year. I wasn't exactly
good
locked in on that game. It's kind of background noise. 617-779-7937. Does this impact Bill's legacy in any way? Is it beneath him? And again, just because I haven't read it for a minute, Channel 11, ABC Eyewitness News in North Carolina, I believe it's Chapel Hill. Sources tell ABC 11 that the UNC Board of Trustees is set to meet Wednesday to approve the contract for Bill Belichick to be the next head coach at the University of North Carolina. And it sounds like, from reading the story, it's a formality. They have to meet to approve it, go through that process, but they've already decided it's going to happen. So get ready to watch the Tar Heels on Saturdays. Our buddy Coach is up in New Hampshire. Hello, Coach.
Yeah, Coach.
Yeah, here is the reason. Get ready now. Steven wants to be a head college coach. His resume isn't that bad. It's actually pretty acceptable. His communication skills are that of a 10-year-old. Bill has created a pathway. Why would UNC want this? Well, because they've been an average to below average program for so long. Bill's demands would never fly at Michigan or Ohio State. He's done this for his son, Steve. There's a second reason. You won't agree with it, but it's Jordan's favorite color, Columbia Blue. Thank you.
Okay. Jordan.
Oh, Jordan. I was like, yeah. Michael Jordan. The rich history of North Carolina.
Took me a second.
Yeah, the Jordan brand?
He was talking about Jordan.
Jordan. The Jordan brand.
Not Michael Jordan.
Got it. I was Got very it. Confused yeah, by that.
That threw me for a loop.
The Steve angle, if that's true, okay. Sure. That's not a bad one.
Arcand and Hart were arguing about this yesterday, and it was a good debate. The idea that, well, Bill's just being a good dad by trying to set up his kid, some people say that, right? Hart was saying that yesterday.
I think it makes him look worse.
I disagree with that so strongly.
I think it makes him look bad.
I was on Arcand's side in this one. I know Arcand took a bath on one of their show polls they did yesterday.
Yeah, he got smoked.
So I was with Hart on that. But on this, I was with Arcand. Like, it makes Bill look, maybe it's a good dad move, but it's not good for anybody else.
Is there any way Steve really wants that?
Including the school. Right. It's a good dad move, I guess. Does Steve even want it, number one?
No.
And number two, is it good for the school or the players or anyone else involved? No, it's just a selfish thing that you're doing for your kid.
There's also a million schools. And honestly, like, and people make the jokes about like nepotism or whatever, but okay, there's plenty of coaches' kids that have gone on to be really good coaches in their own right. Steve, based on his NFL experience alone, I bet could get a lower level D1 head coaching job. And even like,
oh, I don't.
You don't think so? He's with the Patriots for how many years?
He wasn't even the D coordinator.
Okay, but I mean, he could pitch it. Like, that's because they didn't have titles then, but he kind of was. He was
kinda
the play caller on defense.
Yeah, but
he's the D coordinator now for Washington.
Right.
So I think he could get a head coaching job. I mean, look at where some of these guys come from.
Yeah. I mean,
all due respect to D3, but like the John Carroll became a head coach in the NFL.
Rewind it a year. Last year, coming off the Patriots season, he could have gotten a head coaching job in D1.
Yeah,
like, probably. Maybe after he's a D coordinator for a couple
D1
of years.
There's like 150 of these teams.
I know, but.
You don't think San Jose State would hire him?
No.
Oh, see, I do.
No.
He's been in the NFL.
He's the D coordinator in college. He wasn't even a D coordinator in the NFL, and it took Bill's buddy to hire him.
Dan Lanning was a DC at Georgia and got the Oregon job.
Yeah, he was a DC at Georgia and a good one.
No, but he also got one of the best jobs. I'm saying I'm not saying Power Five, but I'm saying outside of that, he has been on an NFL staff since 2012. I think he could.
I don't.
Some might even just take the name.
Okay, but again, where did he have to wind up? He didn't get a job on his merit. One of Bill's buddies had to hire him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's fine. But but it's Washington. Like, that's a good school too.
It is.
But I'm guessing he could have gotten some.
He needed
job.
The Bill Network to get a job. I don't think he's getting a job on his own merit. I mean, maybe after he's done it for a few years. But I don't think that's good for anyone. I don't think it's great for Steve to follow his dad. I don't think it's great for the school or the kids or any of it.
Joe Judge maybe got it makes an NFL job. You don't think Steve could get a college job?
No.
Well, I mean, we'll see. And maybe you're right. If this is what Bill the hoop he has to jump through.
Obviously, if Bill thought he could get a college job on his own, he wouldn't be hell bent on making Steve the succession plan at North Carolina.
It is.
Did he take DeBoer leaving Washington
people who have
and Fish to get hired?
The only people who have appointed Steve with jobs so far are Dada and Dada's friends.
Yeah,
that's it.
There's a lot of Dada friends out there.
Oh.
All he needs is an AD to be one of his friends, and then he hires him.
He did tell us he has a lot of connections.
It does.
Charlie's in Boston. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, guys. Great show so far. Be safe out there at level 99.
Thank you.
Two thoughts. One, I'm picturing Bill and Steve with the stepbrother type interviews from the movie.
Bill's just behind him. He's like, he's actually great. Call him
behind
Steve. Tell him,
Steve.
Steve, tell him.
Don't look at the mullet. Don't look at the mullet. He's fine. But number two, is Bill being there, like, there's two sides to it. Is he good or bad for recruiting? Like, the kids want to play from, especially this generation. You know, it's just kind of a weird, like, so, I don't know if he's good or bad.
No, it's a good question, Charlie.
Great question. I think good.
I think good in terms of, do kids want to play for a guy who can get him to the NFL? Yes. But it's not just about that. It used to be about that. 3, 4, 5 years ago, it was about that. 10, 20 years ago, it was certainly about that. Now, and look, I mean, recruits have always been paid. But now it's officially about who you're going to pay. And I don't think Bill's going to pay the most. He never did that in the NFL. So why is he going to start doing that with 18-year-old kids? I don't think so. So I bet kids want to play for Bill, and they'll be interested in playing for Bill until they see the NIL money and they go, oh, wait, I can get more elsewhere. I'm going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Yeah, the money's going to speak to a lot of these guys, but I think most of them, too, are thinking, how do I get to the NFL? Out of all the coaches in college, how many either were in the NFL or have direct connections to the NFL or have like a good pipeline of players to go to the NFL? I think Bill, in the first couple of years, would get a lot of guys that would just like that, say they played for Coach Belichick and try to, you know, go to the NFL.
That's true. Matt is in Greenfield. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys, you hear me?
Yes, you sound great.
Hey, so two things. The NIL is not just money. They can get cars, they can get endorsements, they can get hooked up in that way. It's not just about getting paid.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it is all about getting paid, but I understand. It's not necessarily the university setting aside the money.
Yeah, right.
So the main reason I called, this will only help Bill's legacy, because if he sucks, they're just going to say, hey, he wasn't that good, but hey, NFL, great coach. And there's three guys that don't have jobs right now that were all coordinators for him in the past, all NFL experience. So anyone with younger brothers or kids going through college, they're going to call up Patricia, McDaniels, Joe Judge. he's going to bring back the old Patriots.
Oh, I see.
They're all going to be there.
Those guys are all going to be at UNC.
Well, yeah. And Steve and probably Brian.
Maybe not.
It's going to be the whole squad.
Do you think McDaniels?
He's the only one I'm not sure about.
I agree.
And he's probably the one he needs the most.
Right.
Because Bill can do the defense just fine, clearly. He doesn't need those other guys. Special teams and defense, that's Bill's wheelhouse.
Right. Patricia
will be... Don't you need McDaniels to help the 18-year-old quarterback?
What do they call him now? Yes. What do they call him now? Do they call him GMs?
General managers,
yeah.
I think.
That's like what Woj is doing at St. Bonaventure.
Ernie?
Maybe. You suggested Patricia the other day. I think that's a good one. Patricia was legitimately signing contracts in Foxborough.
Yeah, I bet he does that. I mean, he's for sure there. Well,
and you made the point, too. He's not going to be calling the defense because that's Steve.
They need Steve to do that.
Steve at least needs to do that if he's going to be the head coach in waiting. He at least needs to call the defense.
No, he probably needs McDaniels the most, and that's the one where I'm not sure about. Because couldn't McDaniels just take a job? If he wanted to be a head coach in college, he for sure could.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it depends on what McDaniels wants. But, yeah, I think he's certainly going to get the band back together. What was his middle point? He had a middle point I wanted to address in there. Oh, about it won't hurt. It can only help his legacy, not hurt. Please. You can say it won't impact it either way.
Yeah.
You can't play the game where it only helps and doesn't hurt. It either has an impact or it doesn't, good or bad.
I think on the swing of it, though, there's more of like a little bit of you'll remember it if it was good and give him credit for it than if it's not Patriots fans, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like if he goes there and sucks, a lot of us are going to remember that he went there and sucked. That's all. If you say it's indifferent and it doesn't matter, fine. Then you're consistent. Don't tell me it can only help. 617-779-7937. More of your feedback coming up. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock with Arcan and Hart. What do they have? Oh, they got Schefter and Scal. Schefter will be good on some of this Bill stuff. Scal on the Celtics as well. That comes your way at 2 o'clock. Billy Lanning with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot, the Jones and Keefe Grab Bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the Grab Bag. The Jones and Keefe Grab Bag. The Jones and Keefe Grab Bag. The Jones and Keefe Grab Bag. You're happy now, Jones.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins fell 8-1 to the Jets in Winnipeg last night. The Bees are off until tomorrow night when they are in Seattle to play the Kraken. Puck drop is at 10 p.m. The Celtics return to the court tomorrow night as the Seas host the Pistons. Tip-off is at 7:30. Patriots are back on the practice field today as preparations continue for Sunday's matchup against the Cardinals in Arizona. The Pats are 5.5-point underdogs. And the latest from the MLB offseason, the Yankees have signed free agent pitcher Max Fried to an 8-year contract worth $218 million, and Nathan Eovaldi signed a 3-year, $75 million deal to return to the Rangers. If you're planning to lose weight in the new year, talk to Awaken 180 now. Have your consultation in December, and you decide to start now or be ready to go on day one of the new year. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Lanning. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.